How about Riley Erickson?
Oh, Riley. Well, he was Boy. Wonderful. I have a good picture of him, and in fact, I can give it to you to keep, to put with, maybe they have a picture of him up there, I'm not sure. Oh, Riley.
The one at the telephone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Maury Smith took of him.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as I can remember, I knew Riley. His name was Alf R. Erickson, but he was always called Riley.
Do you know why?
Well, I guess because probably in the Navy, where he was in the Norwegian Navy, I believe, or, you know, he was on Norwegian ships anyway. I remember him telling about landing in San Francisco, and the police were after him. And he said, I jumped in the bay. He said, I got away from them. But anyway, Riley was he was so generous, and he was a person that should never have tried to run the store because he gave everything away. But he's the one that my father bought his mining ground on Switch Creek from. And I do remember, I don't know how old I was, but we went to visit them. He was married at that time, Margaret. Was not a very sociable person, but she, and to me it was so strange because she never offered us anything, and you walked a long ways on the creeks, you know, you always offered people a cup of coffee or something, but she sat and smoked her cigarettes and drank her tea, and I guess my dad and Riley made the deal, and anyway, and then Riley, he mined on Switch Creek too. Another part of the creek after he sold out to my dad. But then he went to work down at Central, the roadhouse, for Mr. Stead, old Henry Stead. And before long, Henry Stead was too old to carry on, so Riley took over the roadhouse, and he had that roadhouse until he died in 1948. And he was the most likable person you could ever imagine, just so kind, and everyone liked Riley. But one night he was at a dance, I guess, this is a kind of a funny story about him, and he said, with his accent, he said, "My," he said, "Mrs., you look so pretty tonight," he said to this lady. She was a divorcee, and quite a very pretty woman, I guess. "You look so pretty," he said, "Mrs." "Oh, thank you," she said. They were dancing. Of course, he said, "Any old thing looks good to us fellers." That was the end of the dance, I think. But let me go and get a picture of Riley, and I have it in there that Earl Bushline did a lot of copying of pictures for me. So I have. But I couldn't find the one I was looking for of the winter dump, you know, when they smooth that.
Mm-hmm.